Let's send things over to PA announcer here at Lance Arena, Mr. Paul Sleifer.
First for the visiting Taylorville Laney Tornadoes. At guard, number 20, Emily Minichetti. At guard, number 22, Rainey Wright. At guard, number 24, Elizabeth Fines. At forward, number 30, Marky Childers. And at forward, number 40, Suzanne Nolan. The Tornadoes are coached by Terry McVickers. And now for tonight's home team, the Galesburg Silver Streaks. At guard, number 5, Maddie Boyer. At guard, number 10, Ty Peachy. At guard, number 12, Sarah Baker. At forward, number 14, Jessica Howard. And at forward, number 44, Shelby Pacheco. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey. Tonight's officials are Howard Manuel, Joe Lighty, and Don Feldick.
Thanks to PA announcer Paul Sleifer here at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University. Just about ready to tip things off between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Taylorville Tornadoes. Streaks come out in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. Taylorville in their road purple, trimmed in gold and white. Stepping into the center circle for Taylorville is Suzanne Nolan, a 5'9 senior center for the Streaks. Sarah Baker, a 5'9 senior center. Ready to tip things off here at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University. Glad to have you along with us. And the tip won by Taylorville. This is Menchetti with the basketball. Trapped near midcourt, now able to dribble out of it to the left side. Goes to the left baseline to Rainey Wright. She'll fire a three-pointer. It's an air ball. Maddie Boyer with the weak side rebound, and she gets fouled immediately. And the foul is going to be called, I believe, on Elizabeth Fines. It does go against Fines. Fines, a very good guard for Taylorville. She picks up the first foul of the basketball game. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. And Taylorville picks up man-to-man in the half court. Sarah Baker out high on the left side on the dribble. Picks it up, now gives out high right side. Shelby Pacheco, she'll give to Ty Peachy. Now it's Jessica Howard, top of the key, dribbles left. Now gives to Maddie Boyer. She'll drive into the paint, scoops up a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound comes out long, and Ty Peachy able to run it down. Now goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up as Menchetti jumped over Ty's back, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Nice hustle by Ty Peachy on that one also. In there, I think Jessica Howard had gotten a hand on the rebound. 7:31 to play, first quarter, no score. Maddie Boyer will inbound from the right baseline for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And it comes to Sarah Baker on the right baseline, outside the three-point arc, gives to Ty Peachy on the right wing. Back to Jessica Howard, wide open three, right baseline, off the rim short. Rebound comes down to Fines for Taylorville. Fines on the dribble, across midcourt, left side, gets to the left wing to right. Now top of the key, Menchetti, now goes over to the right baseline. This is Marky Childers puts it up and hits a three, and Taylorville leads 3-0. Streaks with the basketball on the right wing. Pass gets knocked away. Streaks will get it back just in front of the Taylorville bench. And coming into the Galesburg lineup, it'll be Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, Sadie Hamilton, and Bailey Boyer. Bailey will trigger for the Streaks. And it comes to Jamie Johnson out high right side. Jamie dribbles toward the wing. Now spins, stops, and nice dish to the left side to Sadie Hamilton. Gets it up off the glass and in. Nice job by Jamie Johnson drawing the defender, getting the pass off. 3-2 now. And Bailey Boyer knocks the ball away just in front of our broadcast position courtside here at Lance Arena. 6:52 to play here in first quarter. The Streaks trail 3-2. Minichetti to inbound for Taylorville. Looking for help. Looking, finally gets it into the front court. It goes to Suzanne Nolan. She's got it out high on the right wing. Hands off to Wright. Wright threw it away. Tried to find Fines on the far side of the court. Overthrew her. And the Streaks get it back on the Taylorville turnover. Reporting into the Taylorville lineup, Savannah Buckles, 5'4 sophomore guard. And she replaces Wright. Bailey Boyer gives to Sadie Hamilton, right wing. Top of the key is Jamie Johnson. She'll fire the three and got it. So Jamie Johnson with the three. Streaks have their first lead, 5-3, 6:33 to play here in the first quarter. Minchetti looking for an inbound, and now nice job by the Streak defense, a five-second call. And the Streaks will get it back on their own left baseline. It'll be Megan Young to trigger. 6.5 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks with a 5-3 lead. And it comes to Jamie Johnson, left baseline, out high left side to Bailey Boyer. Bailey looks over the defense, now gives to Mickey Rodriguez, left baseline. She'll fire the three, off the rim short. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Minichetti. Minichetti on the dribble across midcourt, left side. Stops on the wing and gives way to Buckles. Buckles drives baseline. Now she's trapped looking for help. Triple teamed, and the ball, she loses control of it. Somehow got it back and lost it again. Jamie Johnson picks it up for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Second turnover by Taylorville. Now it's Megan Young on the left baseline. Got herself too deep. Kicks out to Jamie Johnson out high left side. Drives into the paint. Stops. Nice dish again to Sadie Hamilton. Wide open under the basket on the left side. Lay it up and in. And Carrie McVickers wants a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout called by the Taylorville head coach. Thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all road games. And we're driving a 2010 Nissan Altima. Very, very nice vehicle. It's white, gets great mileage, 30 miles per gallon, 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. And in fact, Galesburg Lincoln Mercury has 15 2010 Altimas in stock and ready for delivery. This one's got the nice leather heated seats, power moonroof, push button start, which is a really neat thing. I've never dealt with that before, having fun with that. And through January 4th, you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. So Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Minichetti will inbound from the baseline. Back in for the streak, Shelby Pacheco, Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, and Sarah Baker. On the dribble, this is Nolan. Nearly had a stolen away. Hands off to Minichetti. Minichetti still in the backcourt. Going to get a 10 call. Boy, pretty darn close. They finally get it across. And this is Buckles with it. Left baseline gives to Fines. Now down on the block on the left side. Shot up and no good by Suzanne Nolan. Ball goes to the floor. Minichetti has it, and she traveled with it. So another Taylorville turnover. Streaks had come down with a rebound and turned it over themselves, and that was their first turnover of the ball game. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 7-3. Ty Peachy to set for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now gives to Sarah Baker out high left side. Gives to Shelby Pacheco, top of the key, right wing to Ty Peachy. Ty looks over the defense, gives to Jessica Howard. Three, a long three from straight on is no good. And just caught the bottom of the glass and goes out of bounds. Back in for the Streaks, Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, also Sadie Hamilton and Jamie Johnson. Minichetti will trigger for Taylorville. 5:17 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 7-3. Minichetti looking, finally gets in a long pass to Buckles. She'll get it across midcourt left side. Buckles back to Minichetti, left of the center circle. Now swings over to the right side. This is Childers, fires another three, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. Outlet to Maddie Boyer. Maddie on the run with it across midcourt. Gives to Megan Young, left wing. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the rim short. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Childers for Taylorville. Childers on the run. She'll bring it across herself. Still on the dribble. Lost the handle on it. Now it's Minichetti picking it up, and she'll give it on the right baseline to Buckles. Buckles swings it over to the top of the key. Shot from just inside the three-point arc from Fines, who hit the 18-footer and make it 7-5 Streaks. Now a three-pointer from the right wing. Mickey Rodriguez puts it up and in, and the Streaks lead 10-5. Steal on the inbound. Maddie Boyer comes down with it for the Streaks. Stops top of the key, fires a three, and got it. So a couple of quick threes by the Streaks, and they're now up 13-5, 4:18 to play here in the first quarter. Breaking the presses, Buckles gets it to the left baseline. Three-pointer up and good for Elizabeth Fines. Make it 13-8, 4:04 to play. This is going to be an up-and-down affair. Mickey Rodriguez, right baseline, fires a three. It's long. Rebound bounces high and finally brought down by Nolan for Taylorville. Pass knocked away by Megan Young, but Minichetti able to get it back. She'll bring it across midcourt left side. Now goes to the left wing and overthrows. Tried to get it to Fines, overthrew her. That's the fifth turnover now by Taylorville. Back in for Galesburg, Katarina Mangieri, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco and Jessica Howard, 3:47 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 13-8. And Jim Lee had a chance to chat a little bit with Taylorville head coach Kerry McVickers, and he said first five games of the season he was doing the exact same thing that that Coach Massey was doing, but they lost their freshman point guard, who he says was their best player, lost her to injury, and he said he didn't feel they could do it without her. Jessica Howard, left wing, fires a three. It's short. Nice job blocking out by Taylorville that time, and it's Fines that comes down with a rebound. She'll run it across left side, goes to the left wing to Buckle. She has to run it down on the baseline. She's trapped, looking for some help, and now a reach is going to be called, I believe, on Bailey Boyer. Nice aggressive defense by the Streaks. A little bit of a bump there, and Bailey picks up the first foul for the Streaks in the basketball game. 3:25 to play in the first quarter. Streaks lead 13-8, but Coach McVickers just kind of talking with Jim, saying that the kind of old dog's doing new tricks, as he's himself has over 500 victories and trying something new. Inbound pass knocked away by Shelby Pacheco, comes into the backcourt, picking up Chloe Bertle, a 5'4 junior guard who's into the Taylorville lineup. Gets it out high right side to Childers. Childers will stop and fire the 15-footer. No good. Rebound down to Jessica Howard. Jess on the run. Cross midcourt right side. Brings it down to the wing. Stops. Picks up. Gives out high right side to Sarah Baker. Now top of the key. Bailey Boyer. Left wing goes to Katarina Mangieri. Now top of the key. Sarah Baker. She'll penetrate into the paint. Drives down on the right side. Gets it up off the glass. Partially blocked by Fines. And down with a rebound. This is Buckles. And it's knocked away from behind by Shelby Pacheco. Goes out of bounds, and the Tornadoes will get it back into the Streak lineup. Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Jennifer Markley, Jamie Johnson, and Ty Peachy. Into the Taylorville lineup is Rainey Wright, and she'll replace Suzanne Nolan. 2:51 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 13-8. Inbound comes to Bertle. Bertle on the dribble, right side, goes to the free throw line, kicks out on the right wing to Buckles. Back to the top of the key. Wow, Mickey Rodriguez knocked the pass away. She'd gotten bumped. No call. Ty Peachy comes up with it for the Streaks. Sixth turnover by Taylorville. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson fires another three and got it. That's two for Jamie Johnson. She's got 6 points. Make it 16-8 Streaks. 2:30 to play, quarter number one. Full court pressure. It's Childers looking to inbound, looking for help. Finally gets it in on the near side. Two Buckles right back to Childers. She'll run it across midcourt in the center circle. Childers on the run, gives left side to right. Now back to the right side. Childers has it. Goes right baseline to Bertle. She'll fire from just inside the three-point arc. Can't hit. Mickey Rodriguez with a weak side rebound. She'll run it across midcourt on the right side. Picks up. Gives to Ty Peachy. Brings it down the right side of the lane. Leans in. Up off the glass and got it. Nice move by Ty Peachy. Got around the defender. Make it 18-8 Streaks. Biggest lead of the ballgame. 2 minutes to play first quarter. Might get another five call here as Bertle's trying to get it in. Finally just throws it long and it bounces at midcourt. And, well, it's saved back in bounds. And, well, now it's going to go out. On the sideline, knocked out by Taylorville. Because I'm not sure what where that initial pass was going. Nonetheless, Streaks get it back on the seventh Taylorville turnover. Back into the Galesburg lineup. Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, and Bailey Boyer. 1:48 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 18-8. Checking into the, now we've got a timeout. Taylorville calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:48 to play first quarter. It's Galesburg 18, Taylorville 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball, WGIL, and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg High School's boys basketball team meets Taylorville today at 5:45 in the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Coverage begins after Streaks girls basketball against the Tornadoes on WGIL.
Back at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University, Game 3 of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. 1:48 to play in the first quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with an 18-8 lead over the Taylorville Tornadoes. It'll be Streaks basketball on the far side of the court. In front of the scorer's table, Bailey Boyer will trigger for the Streaks. And it comes to Sarah Baker between the circles. Now Taylorville is going to come out in a 1-2-2 zone. Right wing, it's Jessica Howard back to Sarah Baker out high right side. Her pass is knocked away and stolen by Minichetti. Second Streaks turnover. Left wing, Buckles with it. Now she'll hand off to Cammie Dunkirk, who's into the Taylorville lineup. Dunkirk with it, knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. Megan Young comes up with it for the Streaks. Eight turnovers now by Taylorville. Bailey Boyer gets to Shelby Pacheco on the left block, up off the glass, can't hit, gets her own rebound, puts it up and got it. Nice job by Shelby staying with it on the nice feed from Bailey Boyer, make it 20-8 streaks. Long downcourt pass knocked away by Sarah Baker. It's going to go out of bounds, and Taylorville will have it back near the end of the streaks bench with 1:12 to play. Line change for the streaks. Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Katarina Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, and Sarah Nelson checks in for the first time for the streaks tonight. 20-8, the Galesburg lead, 1:12 to play first quarter. It'll be Minichetti to inbound from the far out left baseline for Taylorville. Out high it comes between the circles to right. Right on the blocks, left side to Minichetti. Tried to get it inside. Stolen by Ty Peachy. Ty on the run all the way down the right side. Leans in up off the glass. Got it and one. Are they going to? Nope, they're going to say it was on the floor. Nice job by Ty Peachy taking it to the basket, but they're going to say no shot. The foul went against Rainey Wright. That'll be her first, second team foul on Taylorville, so Katarina Mangieri will trigger. Nine turnovers by Taylorville now. Nice look inside. Sadie Hamilton up off the glass. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound. Getting pushed out of the lane. Kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. Three out high right side is good. Mickey Rodriguez with her second three. Make it 23-8 streaks. Minichetti on the run. Still in the backcourt. Gets it across to Dunkirk. Now across midcourt. This is Rainey Wright on the right side. Now goes to the left baseline to Fine. She'll fire a three-pointer. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Comes down to Buckles, and she traveled with it, so the streaks get it back on the 10th Taylorville turnover with 39.4 seconds to play in the first quarter. Back in for the streaks, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Jamie Johnson, and Jessica Lieber checks in for the first time, and Taylorville is going to pick up with a three-quarter court press this time. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, now gives to Jamie Johnson, not yet into the front court. Jessica still in the back court, gets it across just right of the center circle. And they're going to say she traveled as she stopped and drugged the pivot foot as she tried to stop and get the pass off. So the streaks turn it over for just the third time of the ball game with 29.8 to play in the quarter. Galesburg will pick up with three-quarter court pressure. Minichetti to inbound. In it comes in the backcourt to Savannah Buckles. Buckles on the dribble. Now gets back to Minichetti. Minichetti swings it over on the right side. Stolen by Jamie Johnson right at midcourt. Down court it goes to Shelby Pacheco. Right under the basket goes up. Partially blocked by Minichetti. Shelby gets it back. Misses the second one. Rebound comes down to right for Taylorville. This is Minichetti. Gets it across into the front court. Knocked away from behind. Nice hustle by Maddie Boyer. 9.8 seconds to play. And Taylorville will inbound from just in front of the streaks bench across the court. 23-8, the Galesburg lead. 9.8 seconds to play. It'll be Emily Minichetti, 5'6 senior guard, will inbound for Taylorville. Minichetti looking over the defense. Finally gets it in top of the key to Buckles. Buckles back to Minichetti, out high left side. 7 seconds to play. Left baseline, this is right. Long cross-court pass, kicks it back out to Buckles. She'll fire the three from the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Pacheco at the buzzer. We've played one quarter of basketball. It's been all Galesburg Silver Streaks. It's Galesburg 23, Taylorville 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kevin Devlin with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7454.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
When winter weather hits, count on the WGIL Morning News to bring you the latest in school cancellations, keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Well, the Galesburg Silver Streaks hit 5 3-pointers in that first quarter. They lead 23-8 heading into the second quarter. Taylorville with the basketball to start the quarter. Bailey or Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker in for the streaks. And another 5-second call. That is the 11th Shelbyville turnover. And the difference for Galesburg compared to earlier today, streaks with just 3 turnovers in that first quarter, plus the fact that they hit 5 threes as well. Ty Peachy to trigger the offense for the Streaks, working against Menichetti between the circles and gives to Sarah Baker in the center circle. Now left wing, it goes to Maddie Boyer. Back out high left side, it's Sarah Baker. Swing it to Ty Peachy. Now it's Jessica Howard on the right wing as Taylorville is playing a 1-2-2 zone, really coming out and pressuring the guards. Sarah Baker with it just in front of us, out high on the left side. Back to Maddie Boyer on the left wing. Now Sarah has it out high left side. Swing it over to Jessica Howard, right wing. She'll fire the three. Short. Rebound comes out long. Ty Peachy had it. Got knocked out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Taylorville. I mean, the ball did go off of Ty, but she got knocked out of bounds in the process. And it'll go to Taylorville. They'll bring it the length of the court. Just underway second quarter. 7:31 to play. Streaks lead 23-8. Minichetti gets it in to Nolan. She's trapped up. Now dribbles out of the trap. And she'll bring it across midcourt herself. Knocked away from behind by Shelby Pacheco. And Taylorville will inbound once again from the near sideline. Streaks will bring in Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, and Jamie Johnson. Minichetti will inbound from the near sideline, near midcourt. Streaks lead 23-8, 7:25 to play here in the first half. Minichetti looking. Might get another five call. Finally gets it in to right. Now this is Minichetti. Goes to the left wing to Buckles. Now left baseline. This is right with it. Back out to Minichetti. Minichetti on the dribble. Stops top of the key. Looks for help. Now gives to Nolan at the top of the key. She'll stop and fire 15-footer from the free throw line. Blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Bailey Boyer with a rebound. Boyer across midcourt right side. Gives to Jamie Johnson in the center circle. Left wing goes to Megan Young. Back to Jamie Johnson out high. Megan Young on the left wing with it. Now Jamie Johnson left to the center circle as Taylorville's coming out and trapping, and Jamie penetrates, kicks out to Bailey Boyer. Now Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. Back to Bailey out high right side. Now Mickey on the right wing. Swings the top of the key. Pass stolen away. Goes to the floor. Actually, it was knocked away. Now finally Minichetti comes up with it and gives way to Fines. Fines will run it down on the right side and gives way to Childers. Now it's Minichetti. Drives down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to the right baseline. Wright fires a three-pointer and got it. Rainey Wright with her first three of the ball game. First basket, make it 23-11 Streaks. Now Mickey Rodriguez, right wing. She'll fire a three off the rim short. Rebound Sadie Hamilton, right back up off the glass. Got it, but they're going to say there was a foul on whom? I think it's going to go against Taylorville. It does. It goes against Rainey Wright. They're going to say she went over the back of Sadie Hamilton. And that's the second foul on Wright. Third team foul on Taylorville. Checking back in for the Streaks, Katerina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, and Sarah Baker. Inbound comes to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Jess on the dribble. Penetrates. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks out to Ty Peachy. Top of the key. Now back to Jessica Howard. Long three from straight on is short. And the rebound comes out long. Run down by Jessica Howard. Nice job by Jessica. Picks up. Tried to get to Ty Peachy on the right sideline. But kind of got, thought maybe one of the Taylorville players tipped it. But they say no. And it goes off the Streaks last. So Galesburg turns it over for just the fifth time in the ball game, with 6:10 to play in the first half. Long downcourt pass as Wright gets behind the Galesburg defense. She'll lay it up with the left hand and got it. She's got two quick baskets. Make it 23-13. Quickly back the other way. Jess Howard, three-pointer, right wing, short. Rebound comes down, and they're going to catch Ty Peachy as she got a piece of Nolan going after that rebound. That'll be the first foul on Ty and the second team foul on the Streaks with 5:58 to play. Here in the first half, Streaks lead 23-13. Full court pressure. Minichetti to inbound. Then it comes to Nolan. Nolan gives way. Nope, stolen away by Sarah Baker. Sarah stops on the left wing. Gives to Katerina Mangieri on high left side. She'll put it on the floor. Back to Sarah. Now on the blocks left side, it's Shelby Pacheco. Shelby drives into the paint. Kicks out to Jessica Howard. She'll fire the long three from the right wing. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes out to Childers for Taylorville. Childers on the run right side. One on three break. Knocked away from behind again. I think that's the third time that Shelby Pacheco's gotten one of those in this game. And checking back in for the Streaks, Sadie Hamilton, Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, and Megan Young. 5:36 to play first half. Streaks lead 23-13. Minichetti will inbound from the right baseline for Taylorville. And it comes to Fines on the right wing. Trapped up. Now gets through the trap. Ball knocked away, but coming up. Oh, now the Streaks come up with a steal. Jamie Johnson has it. And that is now 13 turnovers on Taylorville, who knocked the ball away, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 5.5 minutes to play here in the half. It'll be Minichetti picking up at midcourt, that spread out 1-2-2 zone. Left wing, Megan Young, she'll fire a three, and got it! Megan Young had a couple of them, or had one in the game earlier today, and make it 26-13, first basket of the second quarter for the Streaks. Long downcourt pass stolen away by Jamie Johnson. Johnson across midcourt left side. Stops half of the key. Gets to Mickey Rodriguez. Right wing. Fires a three and got it. That is the third three of the game for Mickey, and make it 29-13. 4:59 to play here in the first half. Fines across midcourt left side, gives to Wright on the left wing. Back out high left side, it's Minichetti. She'll stop at the top of the key, now dribbles right. Pulls it back out, picks up, looking for help, trapped up. Now gets to Wright, out high on the right side. Wright looking for help. She'll dribble toward the baseline, stops and kicks out to Childers. She'll fire a three-pointer for the right baseline and got it. Marky Childers with her second three of the game. Make it 29-16. Quickly back the other way. Mickey Rodriguez, another three from the right wing and nails it. That's her fourth of the game. Make it 32-16 streaks. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Fines across midcourt on the dribble. Picks up, looks for help, gets to Menichetti. She's trapped out near midcourt and she traveled. No call. Now a steal by Megan Young. Now the ball goes to the floor and we've got a tie-up. And the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So 15 turnovers now by Taylorville. The Streaks with five. Back into the lineup for the Streaks, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, and Bailey Boyer. 4:15 to play in the half. Streaks lead 32-16. Well, Taylorville has some girls that can hit from the outside as well. They've got four three-pointers of their own. Bailey Boyer across midcourt right side, pushed by, oh, come on now. Push called on Bailey Boyer, but Menichetti was all over her. I mean, she did push off. She did use that arm, but Menichetti was bumping her coming down the court. So Bailey Boyer gets called for her second foul. That is the sixth Streaks turnover, 13 foul on the Streaks. 4:10 to play. And Menichetti, one of those that I told you, she reminds me a lot of Ryan McElmurray for the Galesburg boys team as the three-pointer blocked by Sarah Baker. Coming down with a rebound, though, is Nolan, and she gets the offensive rebound and put back her first basket, 32-18 streaks. But Menichetti all over the Galesburg guards. Pass on the left wing, knocked away by Fines. Streaks will have it on the near sideline with 3:56 to play in the half. Leading 32-18, Bailey Boyer will trigger for the Streaks. Taylorville still in that 1-2-2 zone where they're coming out and pressuring the guard. Sarah Baker with it just in front of us here. Trapped in the corner out near midcourt. Now gets to Shelby Pacheco, top of the key. Now Jessica Howard has it on the right wing. She'll dribble baseline. Now pulls back out to the wing and gives to Sarah Baker. Sarah out high right side. Now gives to Bailey Boyer between the circles. Dribbles left. Gives to Katarina Mangieri. Three-pointer. Left wing is short. Right on target. A little bit short. Rebound comes down to Fines for Taylorville. Fines will run it up herself, left side. Now gets it down on the left wing to Childers. She'll fire a three-pointer. It's way short. Rebound comes down to Nolan, and she gets bumped on the rebound, and I'm not sure if it's going to be Shelby Pacheco or Bailey Boyer. Goes against Bailey Boyer. And that's her third foul, 14 foul on the Streaks. 3:28 to play in the half. Streaks lead 32-18. Back in, Jennifer Markley, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Maddie Boyer, and Vicky Rodriguez for the Streaks. Emily Minichetti will inbound. In it comes to Fine. She fires a three-pointer. Right baseline can't hit. Jamie Johnson with a rebound. Outlet to Ty Peachy. Ty on the run across midcourt right side. On the dribble, getting pushed by Minichetti the whole time. Now it's Jamie Johnson from straight on. Three-pointer up short. Rebound comes down to Childers for Taylorville. Childers on the dribble. Breaks the pressure. Three-on-two break. Childers stops just inside the free throw line. Kicks it out to the right baseline to Wright. Now top of the key, Minichetti. Traveled, no call. Drives left side. Pulls up with a 14-footer. No good. Rebound, Jennifer Markley for the Streaks. Gives way to Ty Peachy with just under 3 minutes to play in the half. And the Streaks leading 32-18. Ty on the dribble, left side. Kicks it out to Bailey or Maddie Boyer. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson. The three-point attempt is up and short. Rebound comes out long to Childers. Childers will run it up for Taylorville, brings it down the right side, crosses over, splits the defenders, and a shot blocked by Jamie Johnson. Nice hustle by Jamie, blocked Childers' shot, and the ball will go back to Taylorville. Back in for the Streaks, Shelby Pacheco, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, and Sarah Baker, 2:42 to play in the half. Streaks lead 32-18. Minichetti will inbound from the left baseline for Taylorville. They're not any more shy about putting up the threes than the Streaks are. And it comes on the right wing to Buckles. Buckles dribbles, picks up, now gets to Minichetti in the right corner. She'll dribble baseline, leans in. Shot blocked from behind by Sarah Baker. Buckles comes down with it. Now top of the key. Wright will fire the three-pointer. It's an air ball, and the rebound went off the hands of Sarah Baker. It came down so quick underneath, Sarah just couldn't get a grip on it. So Taylorville will have it on their own left baseline. Minichetti inbound, 2:30 to play in the half. Looking. We're going to get another five call. Finally gets it into Nolan on the block's right side. She lost the handle and picking it up, Jessica Howard for the Streaks. 16 turnovers for Taylorville, 2:23 to play. Now Megan Young left wing gets to Jessica Howard. Now Sarah Baker out between the circles, goes right wing to Bailey Boyer. Back to Sarah between the circles, high post free throw line. Shelby Pacheco swings at left baseline. Megan Young, three-pointer is up and good. Second three of the quarter for Megan. Make it 35-18 with 2:05 to play in the quarter. Inbounds comes to Childers. Childers still in the backcourt on the dribble, looking for help. Gets it from Nolan. Nolan gets across midcourt right side, goes right wing to Buckle. She'll fire the long three. It's short, and the rebound comes down to Megan Young for the Streaks. Gives way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey nearly traveled with it. Now long down court pass, Shelby Pacheco, open under the basket. Now kicks out to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Now between the circles, Sarah Baker. Left wing, Megan Young. Another three is away, short. And the rebound's going to come out long and go out of bounds. Nobody got a hand on it. And we'll bring it back the other way with 1:39 to play. Streaks lead 35-18. Back in, Ty Peachy, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Katarina Mangieri, and Sarah Nelson. Taylorville will bring it the length of the court. Menichetti will inbound. In for Taylorville. Checking back in is Elizabeth Fines, and she'll replace Nolan. Also in is Rainey Wright replacing Childers. Menichetti with it, and it comes to Alice Moorhead, who's also in for Taylorville. Left baseline, this is Wright. She'll fire a three-pointer and got it. Rainey Wright with her second three of the quarter. Make it 35-21 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Mickey Rodriguez, three. Right baseline is up and good. That is her fifth of the ball game. Make it 38-21. Inbounding is Savannah Buckles. Gets it in to Fines. Now this is Moorhead, 5'6", sophomore guard on the dribble across midcourt. Lost a handle. Yep, she traveled with a switch to pivot foot. And the Streaks will get it back on the 17th Taylorville turnover. 108 to play in the first half. It's been pretty much all Galesburg in control in this one. They led 23-8 at the end of the first quarter, now 38-21. Ty Peachy in the backcourt. She'll bring it across midcourt, right of the timeline, right of the center circle. Gives out high left side. Sarah Nelson now left wing. Katarina Mangieri fires a three on target. Short. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Couldn't get the put back. Now it is Menichetti with it for Taylorville. Across midcourt, left side to Fines, 53 seconds to play. Left baseline, this is Moorhead. Now swings it over to the right baseline. Three-pointer on the way, Buckles no good. Rebound comes down to Wright. Now left wing, Fines will fire the three-pointer and got it. Elizabeth Fines with her second three of the game. And now it's 38-24, back the other way. Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing on the dribble gets bumped by Fines, and that's going to be her second foul. And now the sixth team foul on Taylorville with 33.9 to play in the quarter. And the Streaks leading 38-24. Back in, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, and Jamie Johnson. 33.9 to play in the half. Streaks lead 38-24. Back in for Taylorville is Marky Childers. Maddie Boyer will inbound from just in front of the Taylorville bench. Gives to Jessica Howard. Three-pointer right baseline. Uncontested is good. You can't leave her open like that. First basket of the ball game for Jess. And make it 41-24. 25 seconds to play. Menichetti finally gets it in. Moorhead across midcourt, right side. This is Childers. Now swings it left wing to Fines. Back out high, pass blocked by Shelby Pacheco. Goes out of bounds, and Taylorville will inbound from just in front of the Streaks bench with 14.9 to play. 41-24. 41-24, the Streaks lead. And Menichetti inbound. And it comes on the left baseline to Fines. Right back to Menichetti on the wing. Drives in, kicks over to the right baseline. And it'll be Childers. Fires a three. Got it and one. Don't want that to happen. Megan Young jumped out at her and was a little bit out of control. Childers nailed the three-pointer, and she's going to get a chance at the four-point play. Foul goes against Megan Young. That'll be her first and the 15th foul on the streak. So Childers goes to the free throw line. She's got three threes of her own. Eleven threes for the Streaks in the game. Free throw no good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Pacheco. 7 seconds to play. Maddie Boyer gives to Jess Howard. Right wing with four. Looks for help. Gets to Maddie Boyer. 1 second to play. And underneath, tip up. No good by Shelby Pacheco. Maddie Boyer just kind of threw it toward the basket. And Shelby Pacheco had a chance to tip it up. Couldn't get it up and in. But after one half of play, it is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 41. The Taylorville Tornadoes 27. We'll come back with our halftime show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL. WGIL.com.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
Participating McDonald's.
On and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute and cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picks up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water moles. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breathe Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breathe Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breathe Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breathe Loves.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras. I can't say that.
Out of collision.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean. 834 North Seminary, Suite 5.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Welcome back to Lance Arena. Charleston, Illinois, round three of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Taylorville Tornadoes 41-27. Streaks outscored Taylorville 23-8 in that first quarter, and were outscored 19-18 in the second quarter, but the Streaks still in control of this one. Glad to have you along on the halftime report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Of course, the Streaks split their games earlier today. The Galesburg High girls losing a close one to 16-0 Charleston. 89-83 was the final in that one. Streaks were in control pretty much throughout the game till midway through that fourth quarter. Just too many turnovers and a couple of calls that didn't go the Streaks' way, but nonetheless, without the turnovers, and had you made some free throws, Streaks still would have been able to come out with a victory in that one, but fall to defeat by a final of 89-83. Galesburg High boys with a huge comeback against Charleston earlier today. They were down by 20 points in the first half, fought and clawed their way back, and you were wondering if they had spent too much energy during their comeback, but they come out with a 62-56 victory over Charleston in their game earlier today. And immediately following this game, the Streaks boys will be back in action. They'll take on Taylorville here on the Lance Arena floor as well. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have that action for you. Once again, we're at halftime. 41-27 is our halftime score. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Cloudy tonight, a low of 16, but temps could rise slowly after midnight. Snow likely Wednesday, maybe only an inch or two, though, high of 32. Light snow accumulation again possible Wednesday night with a low of 26. For Thursday, cloudy, chance of snow showers in the morning and a high of 29. Currently, it's 24 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Halftime, Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Taylorville Tornadoes 41-27. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Streaks have hit 11 three-pointers in the basketball game. Haven't even attempted a free throw in the game. 15 points for Mickey Rodriguez on 5 three-pointers. 3 points for Jessica Howard. She hit 1 3. Shelby Pacheco with 2 points on a basket. Maddie Boyer with 3 on a three-pointer. Ty Peachy with 2 points on a basket. 4 points for Sadie Hamilton on a couple of baskets. 6 points for Jamie Johnson on 2 threes in the first quarter. Also 6 for Megan Young on a couple of threes in the second quarter. As we said, the Streaks with 5 threes in the first quarter, 6 in that second quarter. A total of 11 in the ball game. We might have a game where we set some sort of record between the two teams for three-point attempts and three-point makes, as Taylorville themselves have hit 7 three-pointers. They were led in scoring by Marky Childers, 9 points on 3 three-pointers, 8 points for Elizabeth Fines on a 2 and 2 three-pointers, 8 points for Rainey Wright. She's got a couple of threes and a 2, and 2 points for Suzanne Nelson on a 2-pointer. The only free throw attempted in the game was by Marky Childers. She had a chance at a 4-point play. She got fouled when hitting a 3, and she missed that free throw. So Taylorville 0 for 1 from the line. So a fairly cleanly played ball game as far as the fouls go. Turnovers a different story. The big difference in the game, Streaks with only 6 turnovers for the game is what I have them for, and 17 for Taylorville in that first half. So the pace thus far favoring game, although with Kerry McVickers, the Taylorville head coach. And early in the season, first few games, he was running this exact same style of offense, getting up and down the floor. So obviously they do have the three-point shooters as well. But when he lost his freshman point guard to injury, and I guess she is back, but not back at full strength. She has not played at all tonight, but she is dressed. Chrissy Weber, the coach McVickers, just felt that they were not able to run this the offense the same way without her. He feels she's their best player. She's a 5'8 freshman guard, but not looking so bad tonight on it. But they've had some trouble with these Streaks pressure, and as we said, have turned the ball over 17 times, and the Streaks lead 41-27. Just about ready to wrap up the halftime show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good defense. Thanks again to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They provide all our transportation to road games. This week we're driving a beautiful 2010 Nissan Altima. Very, very nice car. The one I'm driving is white. It's got the power moonroof. It's got leather seats. They're heated, which was really, really nice this morning when I got in the car. Power seat, CD player. And I'll tell you what, this is the first car I've ever been in. I usually have the seat all the way back, and I'm not a tall person by any means. I'm 5'10 and a half, so I always have the seat all the way back and can still reach the pedals. And this one, it's so much legroom, I couldn't have it all the way back. I couldn't reach the pedals with it all the way back. So it was nice, nice amount of legroom. Right now through January 4th, you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. The Altima gets over 30 miles per gallon, 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They've got 15 2010 Altimas in stock. Just underway here in the second half. Streaks with the basketball. They come out with Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Maddie Boyer. This is Jess, right wing, fires a 3, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out. Shelby Pacheco comes down with it, puts it up off the glass, and got it. That's 4 for Shelby, and they get 43-27. Streaks just underway. Long pass tipped away by Ty Peachy, goes out of bounds. Nice job of playing free safety by Ty there. Knocked it away as Taylorville tried to go long with it. And they'll have it back on the far sideline near midcourt. Minichetti to inbound. 7:40 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 43-27. Inbound pass stolen away by Sarah Baker. Sarah runs it all the way down right side, scoops it up off the glass, can't hit. Shelby Pacheco with a rebound. Now the ball goes to the floor. Shelby rips it away, kicks out to Maddie Boyer. No, now a 3-second call against Shelby Pacheco. She did a nice job of ripping that rebound down, but they counted by the time she got the ball back, kicked back out. They called the 3-second call, so the seventh Galesburg turnover, and now 18 for Taylorville in the game. 7.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Minichetti across midcourt in the center circle. Now dribbles left. Back toward the center circle, picks up, looks for help, gets high post to Nolan into the paint. Nolan stops at the free throw line, now kicks out right side to Childers. Right baseline, it goes to Wright, she'll fire a three-pointer, banked it in. She was in the right corner on the right baseline and somehow banked in a three-pointer. Wow, you know things are going your well, you're having a good night when that happens. So that's 11 for Wright, and they get 43-30. Now a foul called on Nolan. And that'll be her first foul, first team foul on Taylorville here in the third quarter. Back into the Streaks lineup, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer, Megan Young, and Jamie Johnson. And Kerry McVickers calls a 30-second timeout with 7:05 to play. And Coach McVickers all the way out near the center circle with his team to talk to them. He was ready to talk to him. He was going to meet him more than halfway, I guess. 7:05 to play, third quarter, and the Streaks lead 43-30. So, yeah, this Taylorville team, they can definitely shoot the three as well, and I have not seen one of those for years. I mean, she was straight on the side of the basket behind the three-point arc, and I think that's the first three-pointer since they've had the three-point line that I've seen. I've seen shots banked in from the side before, but I think that's the first three-pointer I've seen that actually hit the glass and went through. 43-30, Streaks lead. Megan Young will trigger from the right baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Jamie Johnson on the right wing. Out high right side, it goes to Bailey Boyer. Bailey looks over the defense. Right baseline, it goes to Mickey Rodriguez. Fires a three, it's short. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Childers. Childers on the run. Now slows it down. Still in the backcourt. Gets it across to Minichetti. Nope, it's a bad pass. Minichetti can't get to it. And Taylorville turns it over. That is the 19th of the ball game. Streaks will get it back with 6:52 to play in the third quarter. Taylorville in that spread out 1-2-2 zone still. Left wing, Megan Young. Gives to Bailey Boyer, top of the key. Bailey on the dribble, now gives to Jamie Johnson, now back to Megan Young, left wing. Megan on the penetration, stopped to the free throw line, gives to Bailey Boyer. She'll fire the three out high right side and got it. I thought that one had, I thought it actually had might have gotten blocked, but it went in and make it 46-30 Streaks. Full court pressure in comes to Nolan. Nolan on the dribble, right side in the backcourt still, gets to Minichetti, near steal by Mickey Rodriguez. Minichetti on the run across midcourt, left side, left wing, gets it to Fines. Fines goes to the left baseline to Wright. Wright looking for help, splits the defenders, drives to the free throw line, now kicks it out to the right baseline. Childers gets a wide open three, it's short. Rebound comes out long to Megan Young for the Streaks. Gives way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt, left side on the dribble, picks up, now gives to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, she'll stop. Now gives right wing to Mickey Rodriguez. A long three is up, no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Jamie Johnson. Gives to Bailey Boyer, left wing. She fires a three and got two in a row. Bailey Boyer with two threes in a row and make it 49-30. That's 13 for the game for the Streaks. This is Fines just in front of us near midcourt. Picks it up. Now gets to Minichetti in the center circle. She'll penetrate, kicks back out to Fines. Left wing, fires a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound weak side to Jamie Johnson. Lost a handle on it. Childers comes up with it. Her shot is up, no good. It was blocked by Sadie Hamilton, but I think Jamie Johnson might get called for the foul. No, actually, Megan Young got called for the foul from behind. I didn't even see her down there, but Megan gets called for her second foul. Going to the free throw line will be Marky Childers. Childers, a 5'6 sophomore guard for Taylorville. First shot is up off the back iron, no good. Childers with 9 points in that first half on 3 three-pointers, but she's now 0-for-2 from the free throw line. 5:34 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 49-30. Back in for Galesburg, Shelby Pacheco, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, and Katarina Mangieri. Second shot for Childers away. This one is short. Rebound Sarah Baker for the Streaks. Sarah on the run. Gives now to Ty Peachy. She'll bring it across in the center circle. Right baseline to Jessica Howard. Brings it out to the wing. Now gives out high right side to Sarah Baker. Back to Jess. Now overthrew Ty Peachy. Ty out near midcourt. And Jess had a little bit too much on that one. Overthrew her. And the Streaks turn it over for just the eighth time of the ball game, with 5:19 to play in the third quarter. Minichetti will inbound on the far side in front of the scorer's table. Finds a backdoor play, knocked away by Sarah Baker. Jess Howard comes up with a 20 turnovers now by Taylorville. Long downcourt pass. Shelby Pacheco stops, lays it up off the glass, and got it. That's 6 for Shelby. Make it 51-30 Streaks. Biggest lead of the ball game. Near steal by Sarah Baker on the inbound. Now Childers runs it across midcourt. 3-on-2 break. Goes to the right baseline to Fiennes. Now the Streaks get back and kicked out to Minichetti between the circles. Minichetti breaks the trap. Gets it to the left baseline to right. Now left wing Childers drives to the left elbow. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Rebound down to Sarah Baker. That one hit nothing. And Sarah Baker brings it across midcourt right side. Has it knocked away from behind by Minichetti. Streaks turn it over for the ninth time. Childers runs it down right side, stops, kicks out to Fiennes on the right baseline. She fires a three, in and out, no good. Nolan down with a rebound and slapped away by Sarah Baker, and they're going to give Nolan two shots on that one. Sarah reached in. I thought she got in there before Nolan went up for the shot, but the official says nope. Sarah Baker's first foul, second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. So Suzanne Nolan goes to the free throw line with two shots. She had 2 points in the first half. Nolan, 5'9", senior center for Taylorville. First shot is up and short. 4:35 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 51-30. Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young back in for Galesburg. In for Taylorville, Chloe Bertle checks in, replaces Minichetti. Also, it is Savannah Buckles replacing Fiennes. Second shot is up and good for Nolan. First free throw made in this basketball game. 51-31 Streaks lead. Jamie Johnson in the center circle for the Streaks. Picks up. Now gives to Megan Young on the left wing. Back out to Jamie out high left side. Now back to the left wing. Megan Young. She'll fire the three. Off the rim short. Rebound to Jamie Johnson just inside the free throw line. Tried to put up the 13-footer. Can't hit, but she got hammered by Nolan. Nice job by Jamie getting after the offensive rebound. Second foul on Nolan. And Jamie Johnson will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. This will be the first free throw attempts for the Streaks in this basketball game. 4:20 to play third quarter, 51-31 the Galesburg lead. First shot for Jamie Johnson, up and good. Jamie was 7 points in the ball game. She had six in the ball game earlier today. Had a good night last night with 7 points as well. She was 4-for-4 from the free throw line in last night's game. 4:20 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 52-31. Second free throw up and no good. Right down with a rebound. Gets it across midcourt, and it's stolen away by Maddie Boyer. 21 turnovers by Taylorville. Left wing, Megan Young with it. Kicks out high left side to Jamie Johnson. Now back to Megan Young, left wing. She'll fire the wide open three, and got it. That is three in the ball game for Megan Young. She's got 9 points, make it 55-31. Now another turnover by Taylorville as they tried to get it to Childers, overthrew her. And the Tornadoes have turned it over 22 times. And the Streaks get it back with 3:58 to play in the third quarter. Bailey Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco back in for the Streaks. 55-31 is the Galesburg lead. Sarah Baker will inbound just in front of us. And in it comes to Bailey Boyer. Bailey will bring it across midcourt in the center circle. Back to Sarah, right of the center circle. Right wing, Jessica Howard. Jess puts on the floor now, picks up, gives out high to Sarah Baker. Taylorville really spreading the floor with this zone. Now goes to Katarina Mangieri. Three-pointer, left baseline, up and good. Katarina Mangieri with her first three of the ball game. She had one in the game earlier today. And make it 58-31 Streaks. Full court pressure. This is Moorhead, Alice Moorhead in. Now to the left baseline. It goes to Childers. She'll fire a three-pointer. Can't hit. Rebound on the weak side comes down. And going to have a foul on the Streaks for going over the back. But really it was just two purple jerseys in there. Sarah Baker picked up the foul. That's her second. 13 foul on the Streaks. 3:29 to play third quarter. It'll be Buckles to inbound for Taylorville on the right baseline. Buckles looks for help. Knocked away by Jessica Howard, and they'll trigger this time from the left baseline. 58-31 Streaks lead. Should both the Streaks boys and girls win, we'll have back-to-back games again tomorrow playing for third place. But a lot of basketball still to be played. Another quarter and a half here, and the boys with four quarters. Inbound, stolen away by Sarah Baker. Sarah, long down court pass, Shelby Pacheco up on the left side, off the glass, comes up a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Alice Moorhead for Taylorville. She'll give way to Childers. Childers picks up, looks for help. Moorhead has it across midcourt. Travel, no call. Nice look under the basket. Gets it inside to Jill Giacchino. And now a travel called on Taylorville, and that is turnover number 24. 3:09 to play third quarter, 58-31 Streaks lead. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Jennifer Markley, and Maddie Boyer in for the Streaks. Ty Peachy will bring it across midcourt right side for Galesburg. Gives to Jamie Johnson between the circles. Out high right side, Jennifer Markley. Right wing to Ty Peachy. Give and go to Jamie Johnson. Up off the glass and got it. Nice play again by the Streaks that they worked to perfection. Jamie Johnson was 7, 8, 9. Now Mickey Rodriguez gets one on the steal. Another turnover. And Mickey Rodriguez with the basket, her first two of the ball game, make it 62-31 Streaks. Now another steal by the Streaks. Ty Peachy with it. Pass knocked away. Mickey gets it back on the right wing. Now gives to Ty Peachy out high on the right side. Ty on the dribble. Brings it between the circles. Gives to Jamie Johnson. She'll dribble right into the paint. Kicks out to Mickey. Right baseline. Fires a three. Off the rim short. Rebound. Ty Peachy up off the glass and got it. Ty Peachy with four on the game. Make it 64-31. I'm really hoping for a continuous clock in this one. Don't know if it'll happen, but the Streaks are getting a little bit close. Near turnover on the inbound. Childers finally comes down with it as she got it away from Ty Peachy. Childers on the dribble. Right side goes into the paint. Stops. Pulls up with a 13-footer and got it. Marky Childers with a nice move. She's got 12. Make it 64-33 Streaks. Long down court pass. Ty Peachy tried to get to Jennifer Markley. Broken up, though, by Alice Moorhead with a nice play. And the Streaks will have it back on their own left baseline. Megan Young, Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard back in for Galesburg. 2:04 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 64-33. Megan Young to inbound on the left baseline. In it comes to Sarah Baker on the right block. Got knocked away, and the Streaks turn it over for the 10th time in the ball game. And this is Giacchino with it. And her pass is errant. It's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say, nope, didn't go off the Streaks. I wasn't sure there, so another turnover. 27 in the ball game for Taylorville with 1:52 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 64-33. Sarah Baker to inbound just in front of the scorer's table in the backcourt to Bailey Boyer. Right back to Sarah Baker. Now left wing to Megan Young. Gets picked from Sarah Baker. Brings it out between the circles. Left wing to Jessica Howard. Jessica brings it out to the top of the key. Stops, picks up, gives to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Bailey gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key, and the pass was a little bit low. Sarah was on the run. She saw that opening to the basket. Pass went off her feet, so the Streaks turned it over. The pass was just a little bit low. And the 11th turnover by the Streaks, 1:37 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 64-33. Taylorville gets it in. This is Moorhead with it. And lost it. She just lost it from behind, so the Streaks are going to get back on the 28th Taylorville turnover. 1:34 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 64-33. Bailey Boyer to trigger the offense. Right baseline, right wing gets to Shelby Pacheco. Now Sarah Baker gets to Bailey Boyer out high. Tried to get it to Shelby breaking across the lane. Bailey had it was a nice thought as Shelby was open and their pass a little bit too high. Shelby couldn't reel it in. And the Streaks have their 12th turnover of the game with 1:25 to play in the third. Giacchino or Giacchino to inbound. I'm guessing maybe it's Giacchino. And a pass knocked away. Back into the Streak lineup. Oh, it is. The ball is going to go to the Streaks. So it's the 29th Taylorville turnover. Back in, Katerina Mangieri, Sarah Nelson, Mickey Rodriguez, Jennifer Markley, and Ty Peachy. Katerina Mangieri inbounds to Sarah Nelson, right wing, out high right side. Ty Peachy looks over the defense. Back to Mickey Rodriguez, right baseline, three-pointer away. Bounces off, no good. Bounced down and hit the rim again. Wouldn't fall. And Giacchino down with a rebound for Taylorville. She'll bring it up herself. 1:11 to play in the quarter. Giacchino on the dribble, gets out high left side to Moorhead. Moorhead swing it to the right side. Three-pointer is up and short. And the rebound goes out long, falls out of bounds. Streaks will bring the length of the court. That was Bertle that missed that three. And the Streaks have it with 1:02 to play here in quarter number three, leading 64-33. Ty Peachy brings it up for the Streaks across midcourt. Met by Buckles. Now gets to Sarah Nelson. Now Jennifer Markley gets to Ty Peachy right wing. Give and go. Sarah Nelson laid up off the glass. Oh, came up a little bit short, but she was fouled by Giacchino, and Sarah Nelson would go to the free throw line with two shots for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 53 seconds to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 64-33. Galesburg boys will take on Taylorville immediately following this game. They'll put 10 minutes on the clock, and the Streaks and Taylorville will be in action. First free throw rolls off no good for Sarah. 64-33, the Streaks lead. 53 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Second shot for Sarah Nelson up. That one's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Giacchino. She'll outlet to Buckles. Savannah Buckles across midcourt, left side, met by Mickey Rodriguez. On the dribble out high left side, now picks up and looks for help. Gets it on the left wing to Moorhead. Moorhead on the dribble, brings it out to the top of the key. Now back out between the circles and gives it out high right side to Bertle. Bertle working against Ty Peachy. 35 seconds to play. Top of the key, Giacchino. Fires a three-pointer off the back iron. No good. Rebound tipped around. Finally brought down and put up and in by Moorhead. Moorhead gets her first basket of the ball game. And quickly down the other way, Jennifer Markley on the nice feed from Ty Peachy. Markley lays it up and in. And it's now 66-35. Streaks, 14 seconds to play. Buckles with it out between the circles with 11. Gives to Giacchino with 9. Nice look underneath to Childers. Leans in up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound tipped around and goes to the floor and picked up by Mickey Rodriguez. 2 seconds to play. Ty Peachy with 1. Won't get a shot off. And we have played three quarters of basketball. It's been a pretty quick three, and it's the Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. It's Galesburg 66, Taylorville 35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg or call us at 343-9107.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the HIV/AIDS Task Force of Western Illinois, this past week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Rhonda Brady. Congratulations from WGIL.
Just underway, fourth quarter. Taylorville with the basketball, and it comes to five. She'll fire a three-pointer, right baseline, no good. Sarah Nelson down with a rebound for the three. She's in with Jessica Lieber, Megan Young, Katerina Mangieri, and Jennifer Markley. Lieber on the dribble, working against Minichetti. Cross midcourt, just right of the center circle. Dribbles right, gets bumped a lot. Minichetti doesn't get called for that at all. They kind of let her get away with that, which makes it tough for the ball handler. Sarah Nelson now between the circles. Gets down high right side to Jessica Lieber. Nice look under the basket to Megan Young. Couldn't get her feet set to get the shot out. Kicked it out to Katerina Mangieri. Now Jessica Lieber drives right side. Can't get the shot up and in, but she is fouled by Suzanne Nolan. That'll be her third foul, and Jessica Lieber will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. 7:04 to play, and actually we do have the continuous clock as the Streaks are up 6:40. As the Streaks lead 66-35, first free throw up and bounces off, no good. Oh, now, well, okay, they stopped the clock momentarily. Now it's running again. 6:45 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg High boys coming up immediately following this game. We'll go right to the Streaks boys pregame. Second shot for Jessica Lieber short, and the rebound comes down to Nolan for Taylorville. This is Benichetti with it. She'll bring it across midcourt in the center circle. Streaks with 15 three-pointers in the ballgame. Out high left side, another turnover by Taylorville as it was Dunkirk not able to hang on. And that's 30 for the ball game. Sarah Nelson inbound just in front of us here in midcourt. 6:15 to play in the ball game. And it comes to Megan Young. Megan has it knocked away from behind by Alex Dorkinez, 5'3 junior guard for Taylorville. Streaks will trigger once again. Sarah Nelson will do the honors. 6 minutes to play in the backcourt. It goes to Katerina Mangieri. Now to Jessica Lieber. And she'll bring it across. This will be some good experience for Jessica working against Menichetti, a very good defensive player. Jessica on the dribble, goes down to the right baseline, spins into the paint, up off the glass. Ooh, couldn't get it to fall. What a nice move by Jessica Lieber. Nice spin move into the paint. Shot wouldn't fall. And a tie-up between Megan Young and looks like it was Dunkirk. Streaks get it on the alternate possession with 5:34 to play in the ball game. Katerina Mangieri will inbound. Looking. Finally gets it into Sarah Nelson. Wide open on the left block. Up off the glass and got it. Sarah Nelson with her first basket. Make it 68-35 Streaks. Minichetti with it across midcourt left side. On the dribble. Still has her dribble. Working against Megan Young. Goes to the top of the key. Cut off by Megan. Now brings back to the left side and picks up her dribble. Looking for help. Hands off to Nolan. Nolan out between the circles. Working against Sarah Nelson with 5:08 to play. Nolan on the dribble. Gives out high right side to Minichetti. Nice look underneath. Goes to Fiennes. Turns. Gets it up off the glass on the right side and got it. Fiennes with 10 in the ball game, make it 68-37. Now Streaks turn it over. A high pass to Megan Young, and she kind of did a double hop there as she caught it, and the Streaks turn it over. Just the 13th turnover in the ball game for the Galesburg Silver Streaks with 4:45 to play in the ball game. 68-37, Streaks lead. Minichetti will go to the bench, as does Fiennes. Back in is Chloe Bertle. Also, it is Alice Moorhead in and Jill Giacchino for Taylorville. Top of the key, this is Dunkirk with it. 4:24 to play. Now Giacchino out high left side working against Jessica Lieber. Out high right side now goes to Alex Dorkinez. working. Now goes to the right baseline, and we're going to have a blocking foul called on who? Jennifer Markley? Yeah, it does go against Jennifer Markley, her first foul. 14 foul on the streaks here in the second half. Inbound comes to Dunkirk. She gets it up off the glass and in, or rather that's Moorhead, and she gets fouled from behind. So a chance at the three-point play. Katarina Mangieri got called for the foul. That is the second basket for Moorhead in the ball game. First foul on Katarina Mangieri. Five team fouls now on the streaks. And at the free throw line with a chance at the three-point play is Alice Moorhead. Shot is up and good. Make it 68-40, 3:35 to play in the ball game. Jessica Lieber across midcourt, right side on the dribble. Now dribbles right, gets a pick from Jennifer Markley. Stops and fires a three and got it. Jessica Lieber with a three-pointer. Make it 71-40 streaks. This is Bertle on the dribble out near the center circle. Now gets it out high to Jaquino. Nearly stolen away by Lieber. Jaquino gets it back and gives way to Moorhead. Moorhead out near the center circle now. 3:08 to play in the ballgame. Top of the key, Jaquino. Tried to find Moorhead on the give and go. Couldn't get it to her. Now to the right wing. It goes to Dunkirk. Dunkirk, top of the key to Bertle. She'll stop and fire the three-pointer and got it. So Bertle hits the three, and they get 71-43. Megan Young, right wing for the streaks, gives back to Jessica Lever. She'll fire the three from out high right side. Bounces off, no good. Jaquino down with a rebound for Taylorville. 2:43 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 71-43. Jaquino on the dribble, gives to the right baseline to Bertle. Bertle goes to the wing, picks up her dribble, looks for help. Now gets it out high to Moorhead. She'll have to run it down left to the center circle, working against Katarina Mangieri. Dribbles right, stops on the right wing, kicks out high to Dunkirk. She fires from just inside the three-point arc and got it. Cammie Dunkirk with the basket. That's her first of the game. 71-45. Quickly back the other way. Megan Young. Oh, nice move by Megan Young. She got it down on the right block. Kind of put up a runner. Got bumped as she went up. The shot went high off the glass and in. And Megan Young hits the shot. Foul goes against Alice Moorhead. And Megan Young with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Shot is up, bounces high and through. 12 points for Megan Young on the ballgame. Make it 74-45 streaks, 1:49 to play in the ballgame. Streaks will pick up their 10th win of the season. They'll move to 10-7. They'll play for third place tomorrow. Out between the circles, this is Alice Moorhead. Dribbles into the paint all the way down the right side. Moorhead. She's got five in the quarter, seven for the game. They get 74-47, our first palindrome score of the ball game, 1:29 to play. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, right wing, pulls out behind the three-point arc, now fires a three and got it. Nice move by Jessica Lieber, got the defender going backwards, step back behind the line, make it 77-47 streaks, 1:16 to play. This is Moorhead with it, out high on the left side, working against Sarah Nelson, 1:11 to play. On the blocks left side to Dunkirk, kick it out. 10-footer up, and it's an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. The streaks will bring it the length of the court with 1:02 to play in the ball game. Some good experience for these streaks players on the floor, especially Jessica Lieber getting a lot of experience out there at point guard for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 51 seconds to play. Sarah Nelson with it. Gives out high right side to Jennifer Markley. Now it's Jessica Lieber. Give and go to Sarah Nelson. Lay it up off the glass right side. A little bit short. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Can't hit. Partially blocked. Jaquino comes down with a rebound for Taylorville. 36 seconds to play in the ballgame. Jaquino with it on the dribble. Knocked away by Katarina Mangieri. Jaquino gets it back. Now picks up, looking for help. Gets to Dunkirk, or rather that's Moorhead, top of the key. She'll dribble left. Now kicks it out to Dorkanej. Now it goes out high to Dunkirk. She fires a three-pointer and got it. Cammie Dunkirk with five in the quarter. Make it 77-50 streaks. 16 seconds to play in the ballgame. Jessica Lieber across midcourt in the center circle on the dribble with 12. Off the glass, got it. Nice play. Jessica Lieber to Jennifer Markley. 2 seconds to play, 1 second. Shot from midcourt won't count even if it goes. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up their 10th win of the season. The final, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Taylorville Tornadoes 79-50. The Streaks move on to the third place game coming up tomorrow afternoon. That's going to wrap it up for Galesburg High girls basketball this evening. Coming up next, Galesburg boys against Taylorville with Mike Perry and Jim Lee. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.